Thank you. Okay, right, well, management, why is it and what do we study it? Before I start, I'd just like to find out how many of you are planning on studying management or business studies or a business-related course here or at another university. Oh, so quite a few of you, roughly half of you, I guess, will be having a direct interest in this. Well, what I want to do today, I'm not going to go into any great detail about specific management theories or ideas of management. What I want to do is address some more general questions, really. I'm going to start by very briefly looking at why do people choose to study management. When people take courses in management, as you have, many of you have decided to do, what is it that you're hoping to learn? And then, leading on from that, what is it that we can actually teach in the classroom? Surely management skills are very practical. How can we actually teach management-related topics in the classroom? So those are some of the questions I'm going to start off looking at. I then want to look at some more practical issues later on in the lecture. I want to look at, well, what is it the managers actually do? What kinds of things makes a successful manager? What kind of characteristics, what kind of traits would we expect to see in somebody who may go on to become a successful manager? What sort of things might influence management styles? There are many different types of successful manager. Many of them are very different types of personalities. What kinds of things might influence different management styles? And how does, coming back then to the original question of why do we study management, how can our study of management actually help us to understand some of these issues? So, to begin, why do people choose to study management? Now, actually, I think that many of you will be in a much better position to answer this question than me, since you have made the decision already that you're going to study management at university. But it seems to me that there are several things that might lead people to decide that studying management at university would be a good idea. One possible idea is that, well, it might just be genuine intellectual curiosity. People may choose to study management for much the same reason as they choose to study any other subject, literature or history or philosophy or mathematics. People may just have a genuine intellectual interest or curiosity about management and how it happens. On the other hand, people may want to learn more about particular management theories or management ideas. You may have come across particular management writers, management gurus that have come up with particular ideas that appear to be very interesting and very important. May you want to sort of learn more about these particular ideas. But these are sort of very general reasons for wanting to study management. I think that, and correct me if I'm wrong, I suspect that many people choose to study management for rather more practical reasons. People may want to study management to learn how to become a more effective manager themselves, particularly those people that go on to do MBA degrees will often be people that have got some experience in the workplace of managing teams of people, and they may then go on to university to do an MBA to try and learn how to become more effective at being a manager. Doing these kinds of degrees, whether they're MBAs, master's degrees, or even undergraduate degrees in management, can be seen as a route to enhancing career prospects. Or it may be a route, so for those people that are already in management positions, it may help them to become more effective and it may help them to get promotions. On the other hand, a degree in management may be a route into a managerial position. It may help you to attain a position of managerial responsibility within a company. So there are sort of intellectual reasons, but there are also much more practical reasons for wanting to study management. Now, my feeling is that if your interest is purely in the intellectual side of things, the theory, the management theories, then it's very easy to see how that can be taught in the classroom. I mean, this is what universities are for, teaching ideas, spreading ideas and enhancing learning. But what can universities offer, or what can any kind of school or educational institution offer for the people that are more interested in these more practical matters about how to become more effective managers themselves? What can universities offer in that regard? Can management skills, practical management skills, actually be taught in the classroom? And as you can see, there are two schools of thought on this.